Anyway, the World Junior Camp underway in Oakville, Ontario. World Junior Tournament right around the corner. And we've got a man that's on the scene daily out there. Mark Masters on the scene as well. Here's Bob McKenzie, our TSN Hockey Insider. What's up, Bob?
Hey, boys. How you doing tonight?
We're doing good, well. Good. I've been tracking the camp. I mean, it's the preliminary stage of the camp.
But
in terms of trying to get a read on how good this team could be, comparing and contrasting to years past, once everything gets whittled down and we know exactly who's going over to the Czech Republic, how should Canadians be feeling about this group?
You know, it's a really good question, and it's just way too early to tell. They've certainly got some really interesting players and skillful guys, but a little younger than they've been maybe in the past. And certainly the guys that come with the biggest offensive or the highest skill credentials in many instances are the younger guys. So that's to suggest that, I mean, Connor McMichael, the Washington first-round pick who plays for London Knights, he's been lights out in the Ontario Hockey League. He's been arguably the best skater in the OHL this season. And it's sometimes unusual for a guy that goes in the later part of the first round of the draft in his first post-draft year. So he's not a 19-year-old. He's an 18-year-old for junior hockey purposes. And he's just dominated the league. So he's been really good. Quinton Byfield, you know, who's draft eligible this year, you know, he's also shredding the Ontario Hockey League in a 17-year-old season. So those two guys in particular, I think they're going to be on the team, I would think, and deservedly so. But you just never know how younger kids react when you get to the World Juniors. And sometimes in Canada, I think we tend sometimes to overthink things. We always say, well, the World Juniors is a 19-year-old tournament, and it's for the team that's got the most last year junior guys. That's going to be the strongest team, a more physically mature team. And there were the Finns last year, and the two offensive dynamos for Finland last year were a 16-year-old Anton Lundell and a 17-year-old Kaapo Kakko, who was in his draft-eligible year. So sometimes I think you've just got to go roll the dice with younger players. And part of the problem is in a country like Finland, where they're producing elite players, they simply don't have the depth to worry about the age, you know, the 19-year-old thing. If they got a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old who they think is elite, they're in the lineup. Whereas in Canada, you can always find somebody and say, oh, you know what? Yeah, this 17-year-old kid's really good, but there must be a 19-year-old that could be better, even though he's not going to be a star like this guy's going to be. And sometimes you just need to bring the guys who are going to be the stars and say, do your thing and find a way to get it done. So it's way too early to figure out what the composition of this team looks like, but I suspect it will be younger, and the younger guys may be the most skilled guys.
Bob, you mentioned Byfield, and you know he's talking to a scout. He told me he felt that he could play in the National Hockey League next year because he's that type of strong, big body who can score. Cole Perfetti is somebody else that has come up in conversation when I talk to scouts. You know, is he a guy that is an impactful guy and could make some noise?
Well, that's a good question. So the thing about Perfetti is he's a decent skater. He's a good skater, but he's not an elite skater. And he's not as physically mature as a guy like, you know, I'm not sure, I don't know if Perfetti's height and weight in front of me, but, you know, he's not an overly huge guy. He's not physically intimidating, and he doesn't beat you with his speed. He beats you with his mind and his hands and finding a spot on the ice and getting open and maximizing opportunity. Give him a breakaway, give him a shootout, as we saw in the Ivan Hlinka tournament in the summer, where he had two breakaway goals and two shootout goals in the semifinal game to get Canada there. You know, that's what he does. So it's interesting because this is a classic case of what I just talked about. I'm sure there's probably a 19-year-old whose overall all-round game is more advanced than Perfetti's, but Perfetti has a skill set that can't be taught. You know, you're born with that one, and he's got it. And so I was just talking to the quizmaster, who informed me that if you count Maxime Comtois' missed penalty shot last year against the Finns, in our last 10 penalty shot or shootout attempts, this is individual shots, not 10 shootout games, but Canada is 0 for 10 at the World Juniors in penalty shots or shootouts, individual shootout attempts. So if Perfetti's not one of your top 12 guys in terms of deserving to be there on his overall play, do you take a kid like that? Because you might get yourself in a shootout for the gold medal game or an elimination game. And what does this kid do but score on breakaways and score on shootouts, as we saw at Dolinka? So those are all interesting conversations that I'm sure are going to be had here over the course of the week.
With Bob McKenzie, our Hockey Insider. So some really seismic news in the NHL today. Jim Montgomery, the former head coach now of the Dallas Stars, was fired for unprofessional conduct. And because of what we're dealing with in the game and what's been happening at the Board of Governor meetings and prior to that with Bill Peters and other coaches, I think the immediate reaction was, wow, what has he done with a player, or what may have happened in the past? But it doesn't sound like it had anything to do with the abuse of a player. So what happened here, Bob, and is there any reason to link this to, you know, other issues that have been happening around the game?
I don't believe there's any reason to link it to the other specific issues that we dealt with Bill Peters in Calgary, or the ongoing investigation of Mark Crawford with the Chicago Blackhawks. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, if it's, I would say it's a coincidence that it happened at this particular time. But without knowing all the details, I guess you've got to be careful in terms of how you frame it. You know, Jim Nill was very careful in terms of what he said. And people get frustrated because it's 2019 going on 2020, and everybody thinks there's a right to know everything and that everybody should know everything. And Jim Nill would only say that it was a material act of unprofessionalism that was sufficient to cost him his job. And, you know, it's not a criminal act. We know that. It's not related to an abusive situation involving any past or present members of the Dallas Stars, or you know, something from 10 years ago, like the Peters thing. It's something apparently that happened very recently, and that the Stars were only made aware of on Sunday, I believe. And it took them, you know, less than 48 hours to do their due diligence and make the call that he had to lose his job. And everybody wants the specifics as to what it is. And it seems to me, my take on it from 30,000 feet. I was on the radio in Vancouver this morning getting ready to do a regularly scheduled hit when they said, oh, here's some breaking news, and which came right out of left field.
That's great.
No, not aware of what it was at all, but it's neither here nor there. It seems to me that the Stars' desire to not make anything public in terms of the specifics is, it's not to protect Montgomery. Maybe there are other people involved, person or people. I don't know this, but it strikes me that there may be reasons why the Stars don't feel it's their story to tell, and that by simply saying, listen, it's a material act of unprofessionalism that resulted in his dismissal. And that's a very, when you use material act or material breach, those are, you know, contractual terms. And so I think in this instance, as near as I can tell, there may be reasons why the Stars want to protect somebody else. Who, if it's their story, if there is somebody else, I don't know that there is, but that's just my amateur take on it. Or that they don't want to further embarrass Montgomery for whatever the specifics of it were, and that if he or anybody else who knows what it was want to tell their story, then they're certainly welcome to do that, but the Stars aren't going to do it. So we'll see whether it filters out over time or whether somebody digs in and gets it. But in the meantime, I think we can safely assume that it's not related to the abusive issues that have gone on here, and that it's more a personal act or issue, right, that occurred that the Stars felt that they couldn't abide by.
Well, and I might be off on this, but it sounds like the league was involved in some way. Like
the league knew.
Yeah, the league
was
knew
aware
about it anyway.
Of what went on. They were made aware of it, I believe, probably on Sunday.
Right.
And Gary Bettman was fully aware of it yesterday when he laid out the 4-point plan in response to everything that happened with Peters and Crawford and other stuff. So, and he felt like he could say in good conscience, because he was asked specific questions, are there any more of these things percolating here? Are there going to be any more? Are we going to wake up to any more news of this coach or that coach being abusive either in the past or the present? And he said, to my knowledge, no. And I guess technically he was correct, because they don't classify what Montgomery did in the same vein as what's going on over the last couple of weeks.
All right. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's been a wild month and a half in the National Hockey League. And the games are ongoing, but we don't talk that much about the games. I mean, coaches are getting fired, and there's different stories coming out. And
such is sport in 2019 going on 20.
Yep, that's the
our
reality.
Society now, and I mean, it's no different in any walk of life, really. I mean, politics isn't about politics anymore either. I mean, you know, everything's on another level, and it's just the times we live in, and you got to deal with it and accept it.
Yep.
All right, Bob. We'll do it again later in the week.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider.